if this is your first episode, welcome. I launched my first episode of this podcast and show in August on the 23rd, which was the marking of 2 years since the passing of my dad. And initially, right after the recording and uploading of that episode, the excitement and the high from it, I definitely was pumped. I was like, all right, we're going to do this every week. And then the next Tuesday came along and I realized, okay, maybe that was like a little bit unrealistic of me, maybe every other week. So then that following Tuesday rolled upon me and I just was not in a headspace to be able to record or even just sit down and figure out all the audio editing and such. So another Tuesday came around and then that's when I finally realized, okay, let's just be real here. I'm only human. I'm a one-woman circus juggling my business, my brand, so many other aspects and parts of it that I'm trying to articulate and get the ball rolling about. So for now, this podcast will be launching new episodes once a month, and we're just going to keep track and keep note of the progress and the updates, and hopefully, you know, sooner than later, we'll get comfy cozy with balancing all the things that I'm trying to do right now and be able to add on more episodes each month. So with that being said, welcome. This is Death Chats with Sarah. I am your host, Sarah, Sarah with a C. And here on this show, we are normalizing grief and openly discussing death-related topics. I'm so excited to go on this journey and continue to explore the topic of death, becoming more comfortable with this topic and all the subtopics that come with it, creating a safe space where we can learn and experiment and grow our individual relationships with the end of life. So going ahead and just diving right in to episode 2, I wanted to explore a little deeper and share a little bit more of what my personal relationship with death is, looks like. But what does it mean to have a relationship with death? Having a relationship with death for me has to do with how you see your current living relationships, your past relationships, living or not, your time, your challenges in this life, the changes that you have to adapt to and overcome, and those that you need to forgive in your life, freeing yourself, and even the relationship that you have with a higher power, whatever that might be. We'll go ahead and get into further discussion and detail about that in future episodes. But for me, along with, I'm sure, many of my listeners, my first exposure or introduction, you could say, to the idea and concept of death was with my pets. I was about 4-5 years old, and I had a cat. Her name was Angel, and she was my best friend. I remember that she passed suddenly and quickly, and I know that she was hit by a car. I actually gave my mom a call this morning to kind of circle back to that moment in time and kind of tap into what she remembers it being like, which was so fascinating because, wow, had I forgotten so many details. But I was in the front yard just playing, and she was in the garden tending to it, pulling weeds and such. And then I remember being pulled inside. Well, during that time, our neighbor had came over and told my mom that our cat had got hit by a car. It was not too far from the house. So my neighbor, he brought my cat Angel's body back to the house, and my mom and my dad, they buried her in the backyard. I remember making a little gravestone for her. But what I found interesting about the phone call and kind of going back to that moment is that she mentioned that even after having let me know that Angel was gone, she'd passed away, she was no longer going to be around, that I still spent time looking for her. And so it was around that time that I also lost my grandma on my dad's side. I remember that she was up in her years and just not doing well. She came to live with us for a little bit, and not too long after, she was moved to hospice care, and not too long after that, she passed away. And then fast forward a few years, I was around 8 or 9, and I lost my grandpa on my mom's side, and he was in a different state, so there was already that kind of like physical disconnection. But we did go see him, and I actually, that was the first dead body I ever saw. I remember seeing him laying in his bed, and his body had already started to kind of decompose. He had been there for a while because some family was coming from other states to say goodbye. And even that memory, not that it didn't affect me, but it didn't impact me as much registering in my brain death and the finalization or what I felt like it was until I was around the age of 11. And my uncle, who I called my Tio Eddie, he was always around the house. He was such a good handyman, and I was so young and always in the way, but he always made me feel like I was a part of it or involved or being a good helper. And it was when he passed away, which was suddenly and tragically, he had worked a long day and was driving home and got tired and was hit by a car, and it took his life. And I remember that death being the first time that I realized or started to wonder more about what happens after. Like, what is this? So unfair. Like, I quite literally can see little Sarah just curled up in a ball in her bed, just devastated, knowing that that physical form of himself was never going to be around again. And for me, I find it just so interesting how, even as I get older, there are still these things that my mind will shove down for various categories of scenarios to almost protect me, it feels like. And it's up to me of whether I want to go back there and dig it up in my mind. Death isn't always the passing of a physical person. I find that death can also feel so intense and as impactful as that feeling when it's the ending of a living relationship or a friendship or even the loss of a job can feel as intense as the ending and loss of a physical death. And changes like these aren't always welcomed and can take efforts that sometimes we were not necessarily expecting or want to be left having to deal with. And this is where I think some of the resistance can root from, in not wanting to deal with these changes. I mean, the impact of grief from these losses, living or not, these changes, they can create stress on us and all of the living, existing relationships around us. Who you are as a person is temporarily or sometimes even more permanently altered while we struggle to cope with the loss and the change. As we try to navigate how we're supposed to move forward from this. But I think that just circles me back to why I'm here recording and talking to you about these things. When we feel like we can't talk about these shifts in our lives, the closing of these chapters and how they make us feel, we turn inward. And even in a room full of people, we feel so alone. And as I continue my journey through this life, I've unfortunately experienced more loss, but with a bigger curiosity, a more open mind, and an interest of quite fully letting myself feel, truly feel how that ending or loss makes me feel, and how I'm going to pivot and embrace the change that is of cause and effect from that situation. I know that these moments in our lives leave us feeling empty, alone, yearning for what was and what will never be again. And sometimes those feelings don't go away. That's something we should also talk about. And that's okay too. Some things in this life are far bigger than me, than you, and I realize it might not be for me to understand everything. It's not for us to understand. But what I do know is that I've tried, and I'm going to keep trying. I loved, and I'm going to keep on loving. And I've lived. And you best believe I'm going to keep on living. Some of this energy from the losses that we experience in our lifetime, we can embody that and carry it on with us. What has been lost can live on through us. I think that's why I truly try to just be open, be honest, be vulnerable, be myself. I struggled so long in my younger years to be myself, trying to figure out what that is, what that looks like, that in my adult years, finally gaining some momentum and confidence in who Sarah is, which, you know, still has so many unanswered questions, which is okay. It just helps me feel reassured that this is what I need to be doing and this is where I need to be. And I'm so excited to have all of you here with me. So in closing for this episode, as I could go on and just cry my little eyeballs out all day about this, but we'll save some tears for some other episodes. Sharing and learning, exploring and growing, questioning and trying to gain a better understanding and a clear perspective of what at least our own individual relationships with death could look like or could be, or even just becoming more comfortable with discussing the topic overall. Making peace with it and not always it having to make sense, but being a part of existing in this life. Life isn't always fair. And I know that we all collectively can agree on that. But I think it's worth trying to live it to its fullest. And the hard stuff shouldn't be left to us to deal with by ourselves. So as discussed at the end of episode one, my hopes with this podcast are to grow in community, creating that safe space for us all to discuss, to explore, to cry together, and just talk about the end of life and opening our minds to all of the possibilities of what could come after.